expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. The snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from her work that night. As soon as she arrived, now she found.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Cactus and I were taking a drive. We were enjoying the almost non-existent summer here in Colorado. You know, every year in late June to early August, you'll have 20 nights where at 11:30, it's still 80 degrees. The reason I know that is when I was young, in my teens, we used to go up to Sunset Golf Course, we'd jump over the fence, and we'd swim until 11 o'clock when the police would make their rounds. After they would zoom off, we would jump in the pool, and we would swim. And it's 80 degrees at 11 o'clock. Fabulous! 20 days a year minimum. This year, I think I recorded 3 days where there was 80 degree weather at 10:30 at night. So Cactus and I were visiting, and we were thinking that we wanted to help the president out. We love, you know, the poor guy, he's having a tough time. You know, we wanted to help him out, so we were thinking about buying some of the Brain Force from Alex Jones and sending it to him. And as we thought about it, we thought, boy, do we really want to send him Brain Force with all the destruction that he's doing without a brain? I don't think we want to help him to become intelligent once again. What would he do then? Anyhow, so we decided, sorry, Joe, this year we can't help you. No Christmas present, no birthday present for you from Cactus and I. That's it. Now, rules-based order. Rules-based order. What is a rule-based order? Well, I'll give you an example. There was a game that we used to play when we were young. Many of us have played the game Monopoly. The younger children don't play Monopoly. They would play Dungeons and Dragons, Pokemon, you know, all of the latest digital games, but they never played Monopoly. Well, the Monopoly is a rules-based order. In 1945, America, after World War II, America took over the Monopoly Board. And the Monopoly Board, the nations of the world, the oceans, the continents, the societies, and America intended, and what I mean by America is the rulers of the world, the rulers who put in presidents, who put in all these political, we American people through our votes, we do and have had a skin in the game, so to speak. We get to play the game. But the thing is, we are never allowed to own Park Place or what's the other one on the board game? boardwalk. This is something we never get to own. New York Avenue, Tennessee Avenue, boardwalk. The high valuable property. We get to own, you know, what is it at the beginning? Kentucky Avenue, Indiana Avenue, but never boardwalk. Nope. Boardwalk, Park Place, that's for the wicked. That's for the evil. That's for the rulers of the world. We get to play. We don't get to own the railroads. We get penalized by the income tax if you fall on that square. We do get to go to jail. Occasionally, the Freemasons will give us a get-out-of-jail-free card. You know, we pay the water. We lend on the water. The waterworks. All of these things. Rules-based order. America set the rules. We, in this country, after World War II, we started a rules-based order. What does it mean? It's a notion that all are bound by a global set of rules and international law above power. And who wrote the rules? We did. There exists, the Council of Foreign Relations defines it this way. There exists a Western liberal international order whose distinctive values, norms, laws, and institutions were designed to inform and govern state conduct. This order originated in Europe, but achieved full expression only with the United States' rise to global leadership or hegemony as the post-1945 United States combined power and purpose to forge a multilateral world order using a mixture of persuasion, bombs, just like what had just occurred at Hiroshima, nuclear weapons, incentives, like if you don't just go along with our program, we will sanction you economically to death, and coercion to do so. Coercion? Well, we will assassinate your presidents that you elect in your small nations. We will have coups. It may be worth noting, and this is out of politics.stackexchange.com. This is March 12, 2022. Politics.stackexchange.com. It may be worth noting that as described, this was a Western system. It included the United States and Europe. It excluded the Soviet Union and China. What U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson seems to be saying is that he wants China to join the U.S. European system. Now, I will interject this. After the break, I will do that. But let's go to the break. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Hummingbird, don't fly away, fly away. Hummingbird, don't fly away, fly away. Alas, here comes the gardener. He's come to kill the flowers. The dawn alone is handy. Wisdom is above his hours. Hummingbird, don't fly away, fly away. Hummingbird, don't fly away.
So the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. This is what Christ said about his own children. The children of the world are wiser than the children of light. In this song by Seals and Crofts, part of the lyrics read this way. Haven't you noticed the days somehow keep getting longer? And the spirit voices whisper in us all. Haven't you noticed the rays? The spirit sun is stronger and a new day is dawning for us all. Now these are occult lyrics to the pure, all things are pure. This is just the way that Satan has developed and created his world. All of these little insights into the world, the people that do not know Christ, they do speak about something coming. A new day is dawning for everyone. This is one of the main discussions with the New World Order adepts, those who are trying to rule the world. Here's what Christ said. The people who belong to this world, or the children of the world, are more clever in dealing with their peers than are the people who belong to the light. The children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The Christian people, the children of light, because they don't study what is happening in the cosmos, the world, they don't see what's coming. The children in the world, the children of the systems, of the societies, of the nations, they see what is coming. They write about a new global currency. They write about a world coin. They develop a system to bring in the nations of the world that are not in databases. They go to these nations and offer free coins or free anything free. These people are so poor, if you want to give them anything for free, they'll take it. Well, I tell you what, we'll give you a world coin. Let us take a photograph of your eye. Okay. That's what they do. That's what the children of the devil do. They're wise. And the children of light, what do? We are like the ostrich that we stick our head in the sand, so to speak, and we don't realize it's a litter box. And it's a litter box for a lion. So we're getting duped two ways. We're not really sticking our head in the sand. We're sticking our head in the litter box for a lion. And what did Christ say, or what did the prophets of old say in Jeremiah? That there is a path that the lion hunts. And year by year, that lion will go to that path. And he learns where the food is. And she takes the young whelps with her to show them where the food supply is. And we, Christians, we are the food supply. The Christians in America are duped because many of the men in this nation that have been in the responsible positions of authority have never taught the Christian children that the world, we have to have the wisdom that the people of the world have. And we don't. We're to be gentle as doves, wise as serpents. And because the Christians don't watch what is happening, we become the victims. The world is now becoming the victim. There is a new day dawning. I'm reading and telling you in the first segment. Rules-based order. American world hegemony-based order. We, America, we own the monopoly board. We have controlled the monopoly board since 1945. But I have been discussing on these programs I'm going to present it to you in an alternate fashion. There has only been one monopoly board, and the monopoly board has been ruled, controlled. It's their, you might say, it's their basketball court. They set the rules in the monopoly board. Now what they're going to do is they're going to take away all the paper money on the monopoly board, and they're going to issue everybody digital currency. Now, see, we, the free people of the world, of this country, we own property, some of us. We have a job, some of us. And we're maybe, we have retirement. Well, everything is going to be converted to digital. Everything will be digital. You will pay your mortgage digitally through maybe a CBDC, a central bank controlled currency. Zeros and ones. Now the monopoly board has gone into another dimension. It's not going to be conducted with a dollar and change, $100 and change. It's going to be done by digits. And everything that you have is going to be converted to digits. And in this monopoly board, the people that own the board can devalue the digits. They can do whatever they want. This is the world we're going into. But as I have been presenting on these programs, something happened February 2nd, 2022 that the American people should study. You should go and study a partnership made between China and Russia. I'm going to hammer this point until you see, I believe, the scope of what this means. Another monopoly board was created for the people of the world. So now there are two monopoly boards. One monopoly board controlled by Empire, the United States of America, the unipolar world system, which will be controlled by Antichrist, and an alternative, a second monopoly board. And the second monopoly board are the nations in what is termed a multipolar world, a group of nations that are distancing themselves, separating themselves from the unipolar world, which would be monopoly board number one. It is a new world order board. Now, this new monopoly board is a second world order board. And in the second world order board, you're also going to have digital money. But in this second world order board, in this second currency to play the game, you're going to have gold-backed tokens. And the nations that are involved will have gold-backed tokens. It won't be digital money. It may be digital to some degree, but there won't be necessarily a currency initially to play with in this second monopoly board. Because if the currency, if they begin to play with currency like the yuan, the ruble, all of these things, because they're tied into the monopoly board number one, they can be controlled. But on the second board, the now important board, which is the number one board, actually, the monopoly board that the United States controlled, is now number two. Number one is the monopoly board via Russia, China, the BRICS system, the BRICS nations, OPEC nations, and nations in South Africa, and many of the nations in Africa now, and Asian sisters in the vicinity of China and south toward India. There's going to be gold tokens. The tokens will be the way that the nations do their transactions. Gold-backed. This way, no one can cheat. This way, no one can print fiat money. You want to trade, you have to have gold. China has gold, Russia has gold, France will have gold. The nations that are going to trade must have gold. Their tokens must be gold-backed. With the gold-backed tokens, they are creating a development bank. They're not in the monopoly board system of the United States. We have the World Bank, we have the IMF, Bank of International Settlements. We have the New Health World, the World Health Organization. These other nations don't have to play on that board anymore. They're free from it. With this development bank, there's no interest. A poor nation wants to build just a bridge, a 50-foot span over a good-sized river, or let's say 100 feet, let's say 100 yards of bridge. Before, they'd have to go to the World Bank or the IMF and be taxed heavily. Now, in the second system, with the new monopoly game that's being played, there will be a development bank. And you can go and you can borrow from the development bank with no interest. You can build what you want to build. Railways, build them. You want to build roads, build them. You want to build bridges, build them. You want to build a water plant, a sewer disposal, or a sewer septic, you can do it. No control from the World Bank, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, Empire. The rules-based order of American world hegemony ended on February 2nd, 2022. Russia and China partnership, all of the nations in Europe, Central Europe, Western Europe, Eastern, Central, Western Europe, in Central Asia, Kazakhstan, all of these nations, into the Gulf, Iran, Saudi Arabia, all of them, they saw what was happening. Saudi Arabia is out of the petrodollar market, trading now with yuan in China and buying gas and conducting business, selling gas or not so much gas, but trade with Russia using the ruble. And there's another currency that they're actually using that is out of the Middle East, and everybody is using it. They have a $200 billion back. It's backed by $200 billion of something. I'll have to look into it. I can't remember the name of it. Rules-based order. No longer does the United States dictate what's going to happen in the world. China and Russia now are the two nations that are conducting international diplomacy, international talk. It's not America. It is China and Russia. So, two monopoly boards now. That's another way to present it to you. We used to play only with the American monopoly board. There's a second monopoly board that the nations now, they're playing monopoly with other currencies. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer. A lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
MacArthur's Park has begun to melt. Someone left the cake out in the rain. February 2nd, 2022, China and Russia, a trade partnership. The American people still are not aware of what took place. It was the beginning of the end of the petrodollar. It was the beginning of the end of American world hegemony. It was a direct declaration by Russia and China that they will no longer, Russia, China are at war with empire. We are at war with the unipolar West. We will no longer be dictated to. American foreign policy will no longer affect us. We will not go along with the wishes of empire. We will not be threatened by empire. We will not be sanctioned by empire. This was a declaration. We are at war. And we are working with many nations. And we, with these nations, will have an economy greater than the economy of the United States of America. We, the nations, will have the ability to withstand or to stand against, to push back on American military world order. We won't go along. We will have the ability to help the small nations that are being sanctioned into oblivion. These nations, if they want to partner with us, We will bring them in. We have conditions. We will work with them. We will protect them from American colonialism. This is the declaration, the partnership that was made on February 2nd, 2022. American people are oblivious to what happened, oblivious to what this means. I initially, when I began to read this, my eyes immediately, I realized there has to be a second monopoly board. There must be a second monopoly board, another system, economic system, that is free from Antichrist control, the coming Antichrist of America. At one point, it was understood that this coming Antichrist would rule the whole world. But then I started to remember Bible verses and see insights into the scripture. I'd read these things 40, 50 years ago, and God has had them just in my spirit cooking. And all of a sudden, they become alive. And I realized there will be a second system. Another way for the nations to play monopoly. Another way for the nations to live, to play the game honestly. The American monopoly system is not an honest system. It is controlled by rulers, by families that have controlled America. With this second system, China, definitely, I'm not going to mislead you, China would love to be the nation to do exactly with this second system, do exactly what America did after 1945. We ruled the world. We made it clear to the world when we blew up, when we dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This is very interesting that right now, Oppenheimer, this movie would come out. Because God wants the people of the world to know this weapon did not have to be used. There was no reason to use that weapon. Japan had surrendered. Japan had no way to, they were going to be starved out. Their shipping lanes were blocked. There was no hope for Japan. There was no need for dropping these bombs. But America and these people like Oppenheimer and others in the military, it would be like J.P. Morgan telling Nikola Tesla, we will all be damned if we're going to give free energy away to the American people, quote. And America was saying, we'll be bleep if we don't use these, there's no way we're going to let these bombs sit. We will use these bombs. We will show the world that we have the resolve. We have the technology. Anyone who decides they don't want to go along with our new rules-based order, we will bomb the daylights out of them, and they will set the example in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And we did. And the monopoly board, the nations of the world, were now controlled by empire. But now, empire's control has ended. This agreement, again, on February 2nd, 2022, the partnership at China's Olympics Games, the Olympic Games in China, Winter Games, Vladimir Putin went to China and he gave a speech to the Chinese people. And Xi Jinping gave a speech to the Russian people. We nations, Russia and China, we are partnering up. And we want you to know that we want a fair system in the world. And there needs to be someone who is able to bring about a fair system. And we want the world to know we are now, have now partnered up. We will be the nations that begin to do international relationships with the multipolar world nations. The U.S. won't go along with us. Most of the European nations won't go along with us. It's okay. We don't need them. The world doesn't need American world hegemony, American petrodollars any longer. We have a system, not in concept, but in practice, where we can work together and be free of America's world hegemony forever. And that is exactly what has happened. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KHNC, or call 800-948-8229.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
So I don't lose my thought, we're just going to continue. So this is what happened with the partnership with Russia and China. New currencies. Russia and China made the move. And when Russia, 22 days later, moved its forces into Ukraine to deal with the Nazi element, American CIA, American forces, MI6 intelligence, England, a new strategy to bring Ukraine, make them a member, a NATO member, put short-range missiles in eastern Ukraine. Russia couldn't just sit and say no and just accept it. No. Vladimir Putin had done too much. And Vladimir Putin had a strategy. Russia wanted out of the World Economic Forum. China could not go into the World Economic Forum. This was a trap. Because for Russia and China to give themselves over to the World Economic Forum financial system would have meant destruction, regardless of how big they were, economy, militarily, diplomatically, resources. Once they're in that system, they would have been locked in to trade and go along with the policies of that system. It would have killed them. It would have destroyed China, Russia, India, any nation that would make that agreement. So what did Vladimir Putin do? He did nothing. He did nothing. He went into Ukraine, began the campaign that was necessary, and Klaus Schwab - really Henry Kissinger, they were insulted. Who do you think you are, Vladimir Putin? Who do you think you are? You lineage of royal European families. We're going to unfriend you. You are now unfriended. You are not going to be part of the World Economic Forum. We are cutting you off. We are going to sanction you into oblivion, out of existence. It failed. Totally failed. And Vladimir Putin, by partnering up with China, now, you guys weren't there. Now, I was there the day that I was in the meeting when they decided to have their final discussions. So, because I was there, I'm going to tell you what they were saying. They said this. This is what Xi and Vladimir were talking about. And they don't drink. They're not drinkers. These guys are level-headed. They don't even smoke cigars. Little caviar, no problem. Little sushi, you bet. They said that we are now going to be able, and the first thing that's going to happen is once Russia, you go into Ukraine, Henry Kissinger and Klaus Schwab are going to tell you that you're unfriended from the World Economic Community or the World Economic Forum. They're going to unfriend you. And Vladimir, all that China has, we have industrial base to build bullets, bombs, you have the technology, we will assist you. Whatever you need, we will assist. We need oil, we need gas. You give us oil, gas, this keeps your economy strong. Your gas fields are still being developed. The transmission lines, we're going to build more transmission lines into China. You need someone to buy your oil and gas, we will do it. And Vladimir, we've been working feverishly to work out relationships in the Middle East, and we're going to have the Middle East nations on board with this plan too. Now, you're going to be unfriended, but it's okay, because whatever you need, we will be there for you. We're your to-go guy. We're your go-to guy. And whatever you need, we will assist you. And already, Vladimir tells Xi, I've been working closely with some of the old Soviet nations. They're on board too. They won't sanction me. China said, yeah, Xi said yes, and some of the Asian sisters, we won't sanction you either. And we have countries in Africa, we've already talked, they won't sanction you, because we know the first thing America is going to do is they're going to try to sanction you. You won't have a place for your goods. You'll have no home for oil, gas, goods, whatever you develop, whatever you manufacture. But it's okay. It's all set. So, yep, it's time. Go ahead. Once you invade Ukraine, Schwab will fall right into the trap. Kissinger will fall into the trap. They will unfriend you, and we already have the financial system ready. It's already intact. It's already operating in various ways, small ways, and no problem. And, Vladimir, because we make this agreement, America loses the power of its petrodollar. America petrodollar is now been injected. It's been vaxxed. It has been vaxxed. It has been vaccinated. It cannot live. It will die. And sure enough, the treasury bonds right now in this country, treasury bonds, the wealthy people of this country, they're moving their money. All of these politicians, Pelosi, the whole group, everyone getting out of dollars, and you don't know about it. But now you do, because I was there in that meeting with Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code.
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
It's just extra fire.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 1.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
And so I forgot to tell you that I didn't go alone to sit with Vladimir and Xi Jinping. Cactus was with me. Cactus had a great time. We really liked China, the Winter Games. So this is what happened. Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, through this partnership, is the beginning of the end for American world hegemony. This is a punishment of God. It's a judgment, the beginning of the judgments of God on this nation for its lawlessness, for its God hatred, for its hatred of mankind. It's a nation now. America has become a nation. The government is infiltrated with members of secret societies who serve a Luciferian purpose. They're Illuminati, Skull and Bones, Freemasons. Not all Freemasons are deep into witchcraft. Many deep most know within the Vatican. Jesuits, even the Catholic people don't realize within the Catholic Church there is that cabal of devil worshipers. There are those in the Catholic Church that are the cardinals, bishops, the influential, faithful Catholics who recognize that present-day Francis is truly not a Christian. He is a globalist. He is working on behalf of the other side, the globalists. This country, the government has been infiltrated, and it is a system of occult individuals working for global ownership. But they know that when Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping partnered together, they realized that their time has run out, that they will not achieve their objectives. They will not control the whole world. They will only control a portion of the world that they have had control over via the unipolar West. The multipolar nations have awakened. They know that they are going to be able to play economically on a new chessboard. This new chessboard will not be controlled by the rulers of America any longer, by the World Bank, by the federal agencies. These are not what really rules the world. The federal bank systems internationally, the banks, they don't rule the world. This is what we've been led to believe. What rules the world is American military-industrial complex. I'm going to do programs on this. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible in Revelation chapter 17. There is this harlot, this wicked harlot that is responsible for the death of millions and billions of people. But because we're out of time, Cactus and I are going to have to go out, take a little visit. Hopefully we can get some more nice days and enjoy the summer. Let's visit tomorrow. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Rick Rodriguez. And we'll visit tomorrow and we'll see what else develops overnight. Talk to you tomorrow.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.